Thank you. This is the Pacifica National Board meeting of Thursday, October 4th, 2012, convening at 5:37 p.m. Pacific, 10:37 p.m. Eastern. Irma Reese, Chair, Bill Crozier, Vice Chair, Afia Wangazo, Secretary, and I understand Madam Secretary will be joining us later. Mr. Vice Chair, if you could call the roll, please. Thank you.
Excuse me. No, I'm present, but we advanced vandalism at our station, and we have a pro bono engineer with whom I'm working, so...
Oh, sorry to hear that, Afia. Okay, no problem. But do you want Bill to call the roll?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Ken Aaron?
Here.
Thank you. Ivan Alsame?
Here.
Thank you. Teresa Allen?
Present.
Thank you. Nia Bediako?
Present.
Thank you. Wesley Bethune? Can't hear you, Wesley. Carolyn Burden? Can't hear you, Carolyn. Lydia Brazon? Can't hear you, Lydia. Bill Crozier's here. Kathy Davis? Can't hear you, Kathy. Revelyn Gold?
Revelyn and Marcel Reed are expected to be, but under the worst circumstances, request an excuse.
This is Lydia. Who requested an excuse?
Revelyn Gold and Marcel Reed are expected to be late.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, thank you. I got you, Lydia. Okay, Heather Gray? I think she said she may be late also. Campbell Johnson?
Williams on the call.
Okay, Campbell, are you there?
Yes, present.
Okay, thank you.
Did you hear me?
Ali Alexa? Yeah, I got you, Campbell, thanks.
Okay.
Ali Alexa? Can't hear you, Ali. Afia Wangazo?
I can't.
Thank you. Laura Previs?
Present.
Thank you, Laura. Summer Reese?
Present.
Thank you. Marcel Reed, late. George Ryder?
Here.
Thank you. Tracy Rosenberg?
Here.
Thank you. Dan Siegel? Can't hear you, Dan. Alex Steinberg?
Present.
Hello, this is Ali. Do you hear me?
Yeah, okay, Ali. Thank you. Got you. Can I get you, Alex?
You.
Andrea Turner?
Present.
Thank you. Laverne Williams?
I'm sorry, could you?
Yeah, we're just calling roll. Laverne?
Yes, I was sure. Yeah, Laverne Williams, present.
Thank you. John Gary?
Present.
Thank you. People I missed, Wesley, Carolyn, Kathy, Revelyn, Heather, Marcel, or Dan. Any of you here? Okay. Well, we have them. We have 15 members present.
Thank you, Bill. Okay, very good. We have quorum. It appears, okay, so first off, is there any, we've got the excused absences. Are there any objections to those proposed absences, those requests for excused absences? If not, may we approve them? And move.
Without objection.
Campbell. Okay.
I object to the person who's channeling the entire PNB and makes a decision that there are no objections.
I think he's just moving it to be without objection. Is there any objection?
I object. Were there excused absences? I didn't hear.
Yeah, it's for excused absences.
Hello? Can anyone hear me?
Yes. Is that Dan?
Yeah.
Hey, Dan.
Hi.
Okay.
I've been on there. For some reason, you couldn't hear me.
We can hear you now.
I was going to ask if you could restate the excused absences.
Can you restate this excused absence request, please? Hello. I believe it was Marcel and Revelyn, but did you say they wanted to be excused or just that they were coming late? And Heather? Someone want to clarify? Because I didn't see that request.
Yeah, Yeah, my point of order is we said that it was going to require an email to the chair or the secretary.
I think the secretary is the one who referenced.
These were just late. They were coming in late. Not an excused absence.
Okay. Is anyone asking for an actual excused absence? Is Madam Secretary still on the line? All right. It sounded to me that she said the three of those were late. Late, I don't know what late's going to mean in this context, so I guess we'll move on. All right. Somebody want to be the timekeeper? Bill?
Summer, this is Nia. I have a quick point of information.
Please.
Yes. Is there something new with the absences? I just want to be clear. Is there something new with the absences that I missed?
No, I'm going to have to send them to me and the secretary, that's all. But it sounds like they're not actually absences. They're just late, I believe. But
was
I can't.
Is there a motion to that effect, Summer?
Correct. I'm sorry?
Is there a motion to that?
We don't need a motion for late. Okay.
Hi, Carolyn on the call. Sorry to be late.
Hey, Carolyn. I think we're okay. Let's just move past this, because if they didn't ask for an entire excused absence, we can cross this bridge another day. Does someone want to be the timekeeper?
Oh. I'll do it if nobody else wants to, but...
I'll do it,
welcome
Summer.
To let someone else.
Summer.
Okay.
Enjoy. I'll do the timekeeping.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Man, that's a lot of something going on there. Is there any objection to the agenda? I just threw a bunch of it, and there's a bunch still on there. Does anyone...
Madam Chair?
Campbell?
Yes, I would like to move the items for reconsideration to rescind the motion to rescind and the subsequent motion. Operate behind the minutes, please.
The motion to rescind which motion?
Send the in-person meeting.
Good. Where is it on the agenda? Where do you want to have it on the agenda?
I'd like to have it right behind the minutes, please.
Is there a second?
I object.
I object.
I hear that you object. Is there a second before we object?
Second.
This is Lydia. I'd like to make a substitute.
Hold on. First, we have to see if we're moving this around. You're making a substitute for an amendment to the agenda?
Yes.
Okay, so who was the second? Just to keep the second.
I was Andrea.
Andrea, thank you. Mm-hmm. All right, we have a second. I guess now we can have discussion. We had an objection. Lydia, what's your substitute?
That it be the first item after the budgets are passed. So before the other committee members.
Okay.
It's a matter of urgency, but right after the budgets are passed.
Okay, do you have a second?
Second.
Who is that?
Andrea.
Okay. All right, so we have two competing motions on the floor. One is to move up the rescission motion to rescind the motion directing us to have an in-person meeting, to move it right up after minutes approval, and there's a substitute to amend the agenda to move it up after the approval of the budgets. Is that after the approval of the budgets, but before the rest of the motions under NFC?
That's correct.
Okay. And I'm sorry, which budgets do we have on tap again, Tracy? Are you on the line?
Just KPFK.
Okay, that's the only one? All right, thank you.
Yeah.
Ken to the stack.
All right, go ahead, Ken.
I call the question.
Okay. All right, so that means we vote on the substitute, and depending on where it goes, whether it becomes the main motion or not. So the substitute motion on the floor would move... the motion to rescind the motion directing an in-person meeting up on the agenda after the KPFK budget, but before the rest of the National Finance Committee substitute. If you like that, then vote yes for it. If you don't, vote no. The other motion, the main motion, would move the rescission motion up on the agenda after the minutes and before the KPFK budget. So again, since we have a substitute main motion situation, you may be opposed to either of those things occurring. So if you like the substitute motion, which puts it after the budget and before everything else, then you would vote yes on the substitute. If you do not like that but want to move it up after the minutes, you would vote no on the substitute and yes on the main motion. If you do not like either one and would leave everything where it currently is on the agenda, then you would vote no on both motions. So... The substitute motion is what is on the floor from Brazone, and it would move the rescission motion up after the KPFK budget and before any other motions. If you support that, vote yes. If you do not, vote no or abstain. Bill, can you call the roll, please?
Okay, Ken Aaron?
No.
Thank you. Ivan Alsame?
Yes.
Thank you. Teresa Allen?
This is to move it up right after the minutes. Approval?
No, this would be to move it up after the KPFK budget.
No. Well, okay, I'll say yes. I'll say yes.
Thank you. Nia Bediako?
Yes.
Thank you. Wesley Bethune? Can't hear you, Wesley. Carolyn Burden?
No.
Thank you. Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
Thank you. Bill Crozier votes no. Kathy Davis, are you on the call? Can't hear you. Revlon Gold's not on the call. Heather Gray? Not on the call. Campbell Johnson?
I'll pass.
Mr. Chair, Heather Gray told me she would not be on until possibly the executive session. She is at a board meeting tonight.
Okay, thank you. Ali Alexa?
No.
Thank you. Afia Wangaza? Can't hear you, Fia. Laura Priebus?
Yes.
Thank you. Summer Reese? Oh, Summer, sorry, you're not voting. Marcel's not here. George Ryder?
No.
Thank you. Tracy Rosenberg?
Abstain.
Thank you. Dan Siegel?
Yes.
Thank you. Alex Steinberg?
No.
Thank you. Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Thank you. Campbell Johnson passed?
Yes.
Thank you. And did I miss anybody else? Wesley's not here. Several people are not here. Afia, you're here. I didn't hear you vote.
Yes. Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, thank you. Okay, guesses. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. No votes. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Substitutes approved.
Substitute is approved. Okay, so the substitute becomes the main motion. If you support the substitute, which is now the main motion, which would move the rescission motion up on the agenda after the KPFK budget, then you would vote yes. If you do not and wish to leave it where it currently resides on the agenda, then you would vote no. If you could call the roll, please.
Okay. Hold on a second here. Ken Aaron?
No.
Thank you. Ivan Alsame? Can't hear you, Ivan. Teresa Allen?
No.
Thank you. Nia Bediako?
Yes.
Thank you. Wesley Bethune? Not here. Carolyn Burden?
No.
Thank you. Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
Thank you. Bill Crozier votes no. Kathy Davis? Not on the call. Evelyn Gold? Not on the call. Heather Gray? Not on the call. Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Thank you. Ali Alexa?
No.
Thank you. Afia Wangaza? Sorry, I couldn't understand that, Afia.
Yes.
Thank you. Laura Priebus?
Yes.
Thank you. Marcel Reed, not on the call. George Ryder?
No.
Thank you. Tracy Rosenberg?
I'll vote no.
Thank you. Dan Siegel?
Yes.
Thank you. Alex Steinberg?
No.
Thank you. Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, yes, but listen, nobody passed. Yes, folks.
Wait,
we have
hello,
one, two.
Hello.
Oh, yes.
I didn't cast my vote.
Ivan? Okay, I didn't hear you. How do you vote?
Sorry. No.
Okay, thank you. Okay, yes, votes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. No votes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So motion fails.
Motion fails, so we're still where we're at on the agenda. Okay, are there any other amendments or changes to the agenda? If not, is there a motion to approve?
I move to approve. This is Ken.
Second.
Any objection? Hearing none, agenda is approved. Thank you all. Okay. And sorry. It's on my computer. There it is. Thank you. All right, very good. So we have minutes approval for September 27th, 2012. Does anyone wish to move approval of the minutes?
So moved. It's George.
George, any is there a second? Any objection? Somebody want to second this? Is there any objection? I can't seem to get a second. Okay. I'm hearing no objections. Does somebody want to be the second, just for the record, just to make me happy?
Bill, I'll second it.
Thank you, Bill.
Bill.
All right. I hear no objections. And going once, twice, three times. Okay. Minutes are approved. Next. Thank you. Okay. KPFK budget's on app. Tracy, would you like to take the floor? Ms. Rosenberg?
Yes, yes. I'm here. I never expect to get to things quickly.
Okay. I know, it's shocking when it happens, isn't it? Go ahead.
You should see. I can't handle it. Okay, so the KPFK budget was sent to the whole board yesterday. It was approved by the Finance Committee on September 25th. Let me start a little bit with the origins of this budget. It was brought to us by the KPFK GM and business manager. We met with them twice. I think of all of the budgets, the KPFK budget wins the award for taking the most time on the NFC. It was, I think, two full meetings and a half of another meeting. We met with the KPFK GM and with the business manager twice. They brought us an original budget, and they brought us then a slightly revised budget. In terms of the LSB, I believe, and I'm sure that I will be corrected here, so forgive me if I'm wrong, but I believe the LSB met to discuss and or vote on the general manager's budget approximately three times. At one point they voted and it was defeated by something like 14-3, and I don't believe that the LSB voted again after that vote. In terms of what the budget looks like, we are looking at revenues of $3,422,000. Those revenues are largely listener support, which is anticipated at $3 million per year. KPFK is going to attempt a small capital campaign to assist with some of their transmitter expenses, but since the new transmitter is mandatory immediately, and that capital campaign has not yet begun, it's anticipated to raise a small amount of money that way, but not the full cost of the transmitter. What else to say? And community events have been somewhat scaled down after the event last year that we have heard so much about that lost a considerable amount of money. The intent this year is to have smaller events and attempt to make money on them rather than lose money on them. Costs are at $2.738 million prior to central services. This will bring personnel expenses down to approximately the 2011 levels. It is worth saying that although $1.6 million was budgeted for 2012, according to the August 31 financials that were presented by the business manager, only $1.5 million of that has been spent. So the reductions were perhaps more from budget to budget than they are from actuality to budget. What else is there to say? There are some small savings that were located in development expenses and administrative expenses to the tune of about $45,000 to $50,000. And after central services, we are looking at a surplus of $124,000, which sounds exciting, except for the fact that $92,000 of that will be used almost immediately to replace a Nautel transmitter that has been basically required for over a year to restore KPFK to its signal area. On the other side of that purchase, we're anticipating a surplus, we hope, of about $32,000. And that's pretty much where the budget ended up. So I can take questions about specifics if anybody has any.
Okay, Zach?
This is Nia Summer.
All right.
And then Lydia.
Okay, Nia and then Lydia. Go ahead, Nia.
Yeah. I was just curious, Tracy, why is this budget so far is the only one that's labeled confidential, and confidential from whom?
They were all labeled confidential, or should have been, and that's due to the personnel figures that you will find if you flip through the Excel tabs on the bottom. That information, which, you know, includes people's salaries, is confidential information, and when we release budgetary information, those pages are redacted. I did, however, send the entire template to the PNB.
Right. My second question is, if since it was defeated so resoundingly, did it go back after it was adjusted? It didn't go back to the local station board for approval?
No, budgets don't go backwards. We have a timeline procedure for budgets, and at a certain date, they are forwarded to the NFC, and then at that point, they are sent on to the PNB. We don't go back and forth. The LSB had three takes at the budget. They did not approve a budget.
Okay.
They had three meetings at which the budget was on the agenda. They went to a vote once, and the budget was not approved.
And was the GM at those meetings?
What that was. You'll have to ask Lydia. I don't know.
Okay. Lydia? Maybe Lydia could answer.
It's only been up on the agenda to vote on it one time. We have discussed on other occasions. We had a strategic planning type of meeting that was not like a budget approval meeting. The GM was present. We talked about local news and things like that, but we did not do it within the context of voting on a budget at that time. When we did take the vote on the budget, it was a meeting that had not been pre-scheduled, not one of our pre-scheduled for the year meetings, and the GM could not attend, and so we have not had an opportunity to ask the questions that we had for those who voted against it. So it's been one vote of no. But I do think that since the LSC has to make, at minimum, the quarterly adjustments and so forth and review of the budgets as mandated by the bylaws, that this budget, once redacted in terms of the personnel figures, should be sent to the LSC. Because it is on the upcoming agenda for the 17th. And the LSB, whether it was a PMB, this PMB, not other PMBs, but this PMB chooses to ignore the bylaws, the LSB would like a chance with a general manager present to review it. Plus, I don't know, did you say that the GM has seen this budget? Because I noticed on the agenda it said this was passed September 18th by NFC, but I know last week you said you were still working on it and couldn't present it, so I'm a bit confused and don't know if this spreadsheet has been sent to the GM.
Ken, what are you confused about? Okay, let's go to Ken.
I'm also on the KPFK Finance Committee and, of course, on the LSB. The major situation here is KPFK.
Ken, we can't hear you.
The major situation here is that
the KPFK, you
can hear me.
Sure.
The KPFK Finance Committee, LSB, and General Manager have been able to produce a balanced budget with realistic evaluations over a long period of time. and going back and forth with the NFC several times. So it isn't a question of sending it back to them for any approval or anything. That's a violation of the policy timeline that was passed by the PNB. And there's no point to it, because in the real universe, nothing will happen. So it's, and if anything was to happen, it would be opening the door to another round of going back and forth between the GM, the LSB, and the NFC and the PNB. And that would be detrimental to the foundation, because we have to approve budgets. The KPFK, LSB, the Finance Committee, and General Manager will have another shot at this on their quarterly review. So that's adequate oversight and participation in the governance of the financial matters of the station. We should approve this budget, and I move to approve the KPFK budget.
Okay.
For a second?
Yes, I'll second.
Okay, thank you.
All okay,
right.
And Summer,
a...
if you could put me on the stack, I guess, since you're...
I thought I had Lydia, though. Lydia, did you get your question answered enough?
Yeah, but except for the fact that how are we supposed to do, how is the LSB supposed to make its quarterly review of a budget it hasn't received?
Gotcha. Okay, thank you. Risa on the stack.
That's the truth.
Yeah,
the question to Tracy.
Go ahead, Tracy and then Teresa.
Okay, thanks. Just to answer Lydia's question, the general manager and the KPFK business manager met the finance committee for probably, if I have this right, about 6 hours in the course of discussing this budget. So it's absurd to say that the GM hasn't seen the budget. In terms of practicality, the fiscal year is over, guys. It ended last week. Therefore, we don't have any more time to go back and forth and back and forth. The LSB approved budget was due 31st. Is October 4th. It is.
Point of information: there's noise in the background. I can't hear Tracy clearly.
Yeah, and that's not my question, Tracy. My question.
Lydia.
Hold on, guys.
Don't
look, it's getting real noisy. For start, everyone that hasn't done pound 1, please do so. There is noise in the background. It is kind of hard to hear right now. It sounds like people, maybe in a public place. I don't know, but please, if you're not presently trying to be heard, please mute your phones so that we can hear the people who are speaking. Thank you.
Let me start again. I'm sorry about the noise. I don't hear it, and I'm not in a noisy place. I don't know. But anyway, the KPFK GM and the KPFK business manager met with the National Finance Committee to discuss this budget for over 6 hours, informed. The fiscal year ended September 30th. That means we are not in the position of going back and forth at this point in time. We're in the position of needing to act and to move forward. In terms of who will see this budget as soon as the PNB passes it, which I hope will happen tonight, the redacted PDF version of the budget will be publicly posted on the KPFK LSB website, so everyone will have access to it. It's not going to be hidden or secreted or otherwise made unavailable. It goes to the PNB first on a confidential basis. You guys can see all the spreadsheets, all the stuff, and then it is a public document after that point in time. And I think, I hope that answers Lydia's question, but that's all I have to say.
Finally, yes. Very simple.
I think Teresa was next.
Teresa, go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with Tracy. It seems to me that the LSB had plenty of opportunity to hold the manager's feet to the fire and say, we want this budget way back when, and to simply get on the same page and say, this is just not acceptable, and start cutting and making it a real, real budget so the Finance Committee didn't have to go through all this mess. So I applaud the Finance Committee, and once we approve it, then the LSB can do its quarterly review of it, since they didn't do their job, I think. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bill.
Anybody else?
Bill.
Bill.
And then George.
All right.
Just a quick point. If the GM had provided the draft budget to the LSB by June, as he was supposed to, just like the KPFA GM was supposed to, then the LSB would have plenty of time to go over it with him and make work out any possible changes. But the LSB didn't get it till the last minute. And so that's what happens. We can't ignore our responsibilities to get a budget passed by the around the end of the fiscal year just because other people aren't doing their jobs.
Okay, George.
How much reductions in staff salaries are in the new budget compared to the old budget?
I'm guessing that's a question for me.
Yeah.
Okay. In the budget, let me get you the exact numbers. The budget for 2012 had one... Ooh, you know what? Those figures are not in this document. I'm going to have to do this from memory. My recollection is that the... yeah, I have the actuals, but I don't have the 2012 budget. I believe the 2012 budget was at around $1.6 million. This one is at $1.563. We originally received projected 2012 numbers that KPFK was going to spend about $1.679 million in that category. But as of the August 31 financials, they had only spent about $1.538. So my guess is that some of the positions they anticipated adding or did add, they were not able to sustain due to some of their financial problems. And therefore, it seems as if the spending in the upcoming year is pretty much on target with the spending that was done in 2012 that may or may not relate to positions they had hoped to add that it doesn't look like they're going to be able to add. But again, as of August 31st, the financial stated 1.538 in personnel, and the budgeted figure, which is the same as their 2012 audited, 1.563.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else? Okay. No more questions. The budget's been moved for approval. Is there any objection to approving the budget? Okay. All right, if there is no objection, going once, twice, three times, budget's approved. Wow, amazing. Okay, thank you, everybody. So, next on the agenda is, I believe, Finance Committee reports, correct? Tracy?
No, actually, the ED CFO Search Committee report.
Right, I'm looking at something. Yeah, okay, sorry. Go ahead. Who wants to take the lead on that?
I convened the meeting. This is Ken.
Go ahead. Thank you, Ken.
We met Wednesday. We scheduled to meet again on October 12th, Friday. And we discussed the protocols for going through it and the policy, the ED job description, and mostly we discussed the CFO job description. And we intend to find out, estimate the costs of possibly seeking assistance from an HR firm to accumulate and sequence resumes. And we'll see if our existing HR relationships can assist us in that. And we also nominees for chair of the committee, and ballots were sent out. And I think that's about it.
Okay. Questions? Anything? All right, nothing. All right. And job description, I believe, is the other thing that's up, correct?
Pardon me?
All right, I'm looking at job description. Is that not next on here?
Are you looking at the agenda? I'm not in front of a computer.
Yeah, I'm trying to...
Yes, it is. Well,
now we're up on the agenda to handling the job descriptions, right?
Yes.
Well, in the meeting, there was a modification to the CFO job description, CFO changing job. One word regarding computer competence. But the CFO job description, ED job description, were distributed to the PNB a while ago, and there was no conclusion or affirmation in our meeting of the description. It was just reviewed.
This is Lydia.
Okay, go ahead, Lydia.
Yeah, I mean, the job description was passed, of course, not by an overwhelming vote. There were five of us on the call. It was a vote of two affirmatives, two abstentions, and one no, but it's technically a pass. So,
Ken to the stack on that.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
The motion was not approving the job description. The motion was to move it up on the agenda.
Right.
The PNBP. The only motion was to move evaluation motion for passing it up on the PNB agenda, which is not
right.
Necessary
I'm in traffic, so I'm not looking at my notes.
Alex on the stack.
There was no
motion to approve the job description. Yes, it was. The only thing we voted on tonight was the motion to move things around on the agenda. So now we're at things.
Right.
Ben, did you have more to say before I go to Alex?
Nope.
And Tracy for the stack.
Okay, Alex and then Tracy.
And then Nia Summer.
Lydia want to be on stack or not?
Nia would like to be on the stack.
Okay.
Is it my turn?
Yes, Alex.
Okay, I just want to clarify. We the motion approved simply moving the discussion of the job description up on the agenda, and we're now at that point on the agenda, so I think it will be proper to introduce a motion on the job description of the CFO and the job description of the ED. And I think Ken I know Nia has a text, and Ken has a text, a proposed text, and I could find one as well, but I'm not in front of a computer at the moment, so it might be more convenient for one of them to read the draft.
This is Ken to the stack.
Go ahead. Ken, do you need to be back on stack because of what Alex just said? Because Tracy's next.
Oh, great. Yeah, I'll just go back on the stack.
Okay, go ahead, Tracy. I'm sorry, Alex, what are you trying to do? Read the job description in or not?
I would like one of the other members of the committee who has the draft handy to read the proposed job description so that the PNB can amend it and vote on it, or whatever they want to do with it.
Summer, since I'm next, Tracy is next. Would you like me to read it since I have it?
Is that okay, Tracy? I'll go ahead and let Nia read the description.
Yeah, and then if you could call on me after that, that would be great. And are we doing the ED or the CFO or both?
The CFO.
I think we should be doing both.
Okay, so let's do them in some kind of order.
Point of information from your timekeeper. How much time do you want for this, and either separately or together?
10 minutes each, you guys, or what? I'm looking for a number here. Somebody want to throw something at me?
10 minutes, maybe 15 each.
Okay.
Just to be on the safe side.
Okay. Anybody object to 15 minutes for each ED, the ED job description and the CFO job description? Okay, let's just do it. All right, so which one first? I don't care. Somebody make a decision.
This is Lydia.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think most of the people on the committee last night thought it should be the CFO first.
Okay. All right, if nobody has any objection to that, then let's just...
We never voted on that, and there was no agreement on that.
Well, does it matter? Does anybody care? I mean, as long as we get through both of them?
As long as we get through, I don't care which order you do it in. No.
Okay.
Why don't I just start? I have the CFO here. I'll just start with that.
Okay, we'll start with it. We'll get through it. Then let's get to the EED one. Let's just try to get them both out of the way as possible.
Let me just preface this by saying this is what was passed by the Personnel Committee. And where we I'm going to editorialize as I go with to say this is new language. Okay? So the Roman numeral 1 says position reports to the chief financial officer, the parenthetic CFO, reports directly to, this is the new language, the collective body of the Pacifica National Board, parenthetic PNB, and new language to the executive director, new language ED. The National Board would appoint, supervise, evaluate, reappoint, and discharge the CFO. She/he shall cause the funds of the foundation to be disbursed as she/he may be properly directed from time to time. The CFO shall render to the executive director and the board on account of all of his/her transactions as CFO and of the financial condition of the foundation whenever requested. And this language conforms with that approved in the ED description prior. That was approved without objection. The second Roman numeral, the chief financial officer oversees the organization's financial goals, objectives, and budgets, the investment of funds and management of associated risks, supervises cash management activities, directs financial operations including payroll, internal controls, and auditing, and establishes and maintains the objectives and strategy for the finance department. She/he shall keep and maintain or cause to be kept and maintained adequate and correct books and records of accounts of the properties and business transactions of the foundation, including accounts of its assets, liabilities, receipts, disbursements, gains, losses, capital, and retained earnings. Roman numeral 3. A chief financial officer shall cause to be deposited all monies, that was correct, monies was misspelled, and other valuables in the name and to the credit of the foundation with such depositories as may be designated by the board. She/he shall protect the assets of the organization and meet all standards of transparency and accounting and accounting principles as befits a nonprofit organization. That was approved without objection. Now we are on to the duties and responsibilities. 1. Direct the financial and accounting function and maintain responsibility for monthly and annual financial reporting, financial analysis, audit, banking, cash management, budgeting, and risk management. The new number 2 is, and this is in full, ensure timeliness, accuracy, and usefulness of financial and management reporting for federal and state funders, foundations, and the PNB. Supervise the timely preparation and communication of monthly, annual, and any other financial statements. Number 3, prepare and monitor, those two words were added, and monitor, the annual budget, financial projections for year-end forecasting, and audit coordination, including preparation and collection of audit information, as well as function as the primary liaison to auditors. Passed without objection. 4, collaborate with other members of the senior management team on financial and fundraising priorities. 5, manage the organization's banking relationships and cash position. 6, administer the organization's investment portfolio. Direct and supervise the organization's investment managers and advisors. 7, manage and ensure training and development of national finance and accounting personnel and coordinate the activities of in the station offices in accordance with legal and U.S. generally accepted accounting principles requirements. Assist with the hiring of local station business managers, and that too was approved without objection. Number 8. Maintain official financial records and documents and ensure compliance with federal, state, and local regulations, and reporting requirements, such as annual information, returns, payroll, withholding, and reporting 990s, etc. Number 9, the new language altogether. Supervise all financial compliance and recognition for government, and in parentheses, federal, state, and local contracts and private grants. That was approved without objection. Number 10, ensure proper management of all Pacifica assets, including real estate, investment funds, and SCAs such as Sizance, in collaboration with the executive director and under the direction of the Pacifica National Board. Number 11, assure adequate control and accounting of all funds, including developing and maintaining sound financial practices. New language says, and remaining up to date on nonprofit audit best practices and state and federal law regarding nonprofit organizations. Approved without objection. And 12, provide financial leadership, advice, and financial transparency, and establish financial goals for the network, working with the executive director and national board of directors. That was approved without objection, although it doesn't say that. And finally, number 13, which is brand new, experience in or with nonprofit organizations preferred. That was approved, 5 yes and 1 no. Minimum requirements, certified public accountant, number 1. Number 2, excellent written and oral communication skills. Number 3, able to translate financial information and teach financial literacy. Number 1, 2, 3, 4, facility with finance, and this is the new language that Ken mentioned, and contemporary accounting. And finally, ability to meet deadlines. And that's it for the CFO.
Did you do the... Oh, yes.
Tracy's
this is Ken. This is Ken. Something was omitted. I just want to read it.
Camel okay, force back.
Something was omitted? This is what was sent to the PNB.
No, no. So, I think in your reading, you skipped over something, unless I was not following. Number 10, ensure proper management of all Pacifica assets, including real estate, investment funds.
Yeah, she read that.
Oh, you did read that. Okay.
I did read that, and I also said SDAs meant sidebands. I did read it.
Okay, thank you.
Alex, to the stack, please.
Okay, I've got Tracy, and then I'll take Alex. Go ahead, Tracy.
Campbell also. Hello.
I got you, Campbell, but I didn't hear you before. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I'd actually like to make an amendment to what the personnel committee came up with. I think on the whole it's pretty good, but I would like to redo the minimum qualifications. Part of it, I think there are a couple of additional things that we need to say, and I also prefer to put out desirable qualifications as well as minimum qualifications. So I have some text. I can read it or I can email it to the whole board. Should I do both, Summer?
Sure.
It's... Okay.
I mean, it's clear and people don't get too lost. Go for it.
Yeah, it's not that long. Some of the text is the same. But okay. Qualifications. 10 years of accounting and financial management experience, including financial analysis, comma, reporting, not for profit compliance, and supervision of accounting staff. 2, knowledge of GAAP protocols. 3, familiarity with FCC and CPB. Requirements strongly preferred. 4, experience explaining financial and reports to lay people and disseminating financial information with clear and readable narrative and visuals. Number 5, facility with Microsoft Dynamics, GP, and ability to analyze accounting systems and software and update when necessary. 6, experience with multi-unit budgeting and reporting, strongly preferred. 7, knowledge of the non-commercial broadcast sector, helpful. Number 8, CPA preferred. Number 9, excellent oral and written communication skills. Number 10, ability to meet deadlines under time pressure. So I'd like to offer that up as an amendment to the existing document, and I'll go ahead and send it up to everyone.
Okay, I was just about to ask you to please send it straight. And these, and what...
is there a second to the amendment before we move on?
Second.
Alex, thank
Marcel
you.
Marcel on the call.
Hi, is that Marcel?
Yes, it's Marcel.
Thank you, Marcel.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to go on mute because I'll be driving.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
I have information, Summer, before Tracy, please.
Yes, go ahead. What is the point of information there?
Pardon, Summer? Somebody was talking. I didn't hear you. What did you say?
I thought you said you had a point of information. Is that correct?
Yes, I did. What type of requirements did you say these are, Tracy?
This text is a replacement for what was put under minimum requirements.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And you're sending it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Next on stack, I believe, was, what, Alex and then Campbell? Is that right? Go ahead, Alex.
Well, Tracy just introduced the kind of changes I wanted to see on the job description. I have one little quibble. I would have preferred language on for the CPA instead of saying preferred, maybe something like preferred but not required, because if it just says preferred, it's going to scare off a lot of people who don't have a CPA, and we may still want to interview some of those people. But that's just a little quibble. I'm not gonna turn that into an amendment or anything.
Okay. Tracy for the staff, I guess, at the end. I'll just
okay. Campbell?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think I would perhaps suggest that Alex's quibble might be translated into or equivalent experience rather than just CPA. It would be or equivalent experience. One other thing I would like to mention, there was mention early on in the description something about retained earnings, and as I'm sure you're well aware, Nia, that retained earnings only applies to for-profits. We would be dealing in the arena of fund balances. And in regard to the portion that relates to training of national staff and whatnot, I think we ought to also include in that unit training, that the units would be getting training. And there was a little bit of breakup along there, and I think that maybe when you may have mentioned something about general ledger, that I may not have heard it, but certainly the person needs to have ability with the general ledger system that we have. And lastly, there would be a point, and I think you may have mentioned this in the course of what you were describing, of timely reporting, which would be before the board has a meeting. I don't think any of those would really rise to amendments, but, just minor editorial adjustments.
And this is Lydia up to the text.
Okay, go ahead, Lydia.
And then
I'm sorry, who? Nia?
Nia, for the second round when you go around.
Madam Chair?
Yes?
Would Nia have an opportunity to, I don't know if she'd like to respond to any of the points that I had made on that.
Well, I'll go ahead and go Lydia and then Nia. Tracy has to be put back on at the end. So,
and Carolyn on the stack too, please. Thank you.
Carolyn. Okay, Lydia, Nia, Carolyn, and Tracy, I'll get to you. Don't worry. Okay, go ahead. Lydia?
Madam Chair, you are out of time on this.
Okay, thank you, George. Appreciate the time clock. Well, folks, y'all want to extend for a minute or what?
Yep.
How much? Somebody make a motion.
So move.
Can we extend for 10 minutes?
Yes, second.
Okay, so that was Turner for 10 with a second by Johnson. Okay, thank you. Is there any objection? Okay, hearing none. Back to the stack. Thank you, everybody. Lydia, and then Nia, then Carolyn, and then Tracy, unless somebody else jumps in. Go ahead, Lydia.
The strongly desirable or strongly whatever the wording was, or CPB, I would just modify it to be more passive so that it's desirable rather than strongly required or strongly preferred, I guess, was the wording. And the reason I say that is because CPB is just like any other government granting organization, we need really good nonprofit accounting practices here. The fact that it's radio is secondary, if that's more applicable to even the ED or whatever. So I wouldn't want that to impede the ability to get someone who is really a strong CFO. Requirements. So accounting stuff is what needs to be really strongly required. And I go for the stronger language that Campbell has said, CPA or equivalent. I personally prefer CPA, but in case that desire is not on the board, then at least make it equivalent. We're going for stronger, bigger. Okay. Thank you. That's it.
Thank you. Okay, next is Nia.
Okie dokie. All right. This is just for Tracy. In terms of number two, where it says knowledge of GAAP protocols was addressed in a different way in the middle seven. In seven. Says manage and ensure training and development of national finance and accounting personnel and coordinate the activities of finance personnel in the station offices in accordance with legal and U.S. generally accepted accounting.
FASB.
I'm sorry?
I was going to say FASB.
No. Hold on a second. In accordance with legal and U.S. generally accepted accounting principles requirements.
Okay,
so I think that number two, Tracy, that would satisfy knowledge of GAAP protocols. Because if you're going to train somebody, it is assumed that the person would have knowledge of it. So could we live, since that's in seven, could we eliminate that so it doesn't look redundant? This is Tracy.
Well, Carolyn's next on stack, but I don't know if Tracy wants to.
But I have others, Summer. I think there were some other questions, and Campbell is correct. I will fix the retained earnings. That's my corporate America tactic. Sorry, you're right. The not for profit.
All right, I'm going to go to Carolyn and then to Tracy. Carol?
Yeah, thank you. I'm looking at under duties and responsibilities, number two. I don't know the protocol for reporting, but ensure timeliness, accuracy, and usefulness of financial and management reporting. Is this reporting for which the CFO is personally in charge, or does this mean the CFO will have to ensure that other people do their jobs, and if so, is there a chain of command question here? In other words, is the CFO going to be ensuring work over which he or she has no control? I'm not too sure how one ensures that if one doesn't
Campbell
have control over the staff.
Okay, are you done, Carolyn?
Yeah, is the question clear? I'm not too sure.
You're asking if there are requirements within the job that are not under the actual control of the.
Is this meaningful? Or is this a meaningful duty and responsibility, or is it just verbiage over which the CFO will have no control?
Okay, I'm going to go to Tracy. Tracy, do you wish to address any of these issues that were raised by our colleagues?
Campbell for the staff.
Sure.
And Campbell, I'll come on, folks. Don't worry.
Okay, for Alex's comment, I don't really object to a mild language change. My understanding is when you put something and you put the word preferred next to it, you mean that it's an asset if someone has that qualification. It's not a deal breaker if they don't. That's what I meant to express by preferred, and that's my understanding when I read that in a job ad or in a job description that I'm responding to, that I can apply even if I'm not a CPA, and I have to make a case for why I bring other assets to the job that would make me qualified. So that's the intent, and I think that Alex and I are saying the same thing. We're just having questions about, you know, the perception of words. In terms of what Neil was saying, it's never a bad thing to restate something in the qualifications, especially when you're talking about a fairly long job description. And in a lot of cases, when you put things in the qualifications, you're asking
people to address that. Tracy, you're breaking up.